Paul Ramel here for Q92 Radio. On the phone right now is Brooke Kelly and Dee Hyatt. And Brooke is from the Brooke Kelly Band. She'll be at the Hollywood on Main in Montevideo this Saturday. And it's going to be a fun time. The doors open at 6:30 and the show is at 8 o'clock. And thanks for joining us here on Q92, Brooke and Dee Hyatt.
All right, glad to be here.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about the Brooke Kelly Band. How it got started.
I guess I can hop in there. We actually just got together through other band, you know, other musicians and stuff, networking with other musicians, you know, and playing with them and stuff and so forth, you know. And we came together and did a little bit of a jam session, and sometimes you just need the right people around you, and if ever four people belonged playing together, we knew it was us right away. We just lit it up, and everybody brought in their accents and their own flavor to everything, and just it was pretty exciting. We kind of knew we had something there right off the bat.
Awesome.
We really had something in each other right off the bat. We just came together, and it just something special.
Okay, Brooke, why don't you tell us a little bit where you're from and how you got interested, or how you started in the music business?
Well, we're from Montana, actually, so it's going to be a little bit of a drive out to there.
It's my favorite state. I spent a lot of time in Montana, so.
Yeah, it's sure beautiful.
It is.
Well, when I was little, I was always going up to my dad saying, oh, let's go sing a song. I do talent shows. I do all kinds of stuff. Then when I was about 14, actually, I started writing my own stuff, and from there, got the band together, jamming with other musicians, playing bars, and I actually started on a $12 guitar, and that's the one I still use today when I play.
Oh, really?
Songs and stuff. Yep, we've got all kinds of, you know, different guitars, right. Thousands of dollars worth of them, they're just everywhere, but I always end up writing with my $12 guitar that I started with.
That is awesome. That's amazing. That's great. That's a great story. So do you enjoy writing songs, Brooke?
Oh, absolutely. It's a good getaway from all the business end of the music. It's just probably what I enjoy most is the writing and playing with the band live.
Okay. What inspires you to write songs? What are your songs mostly about?
Well, when we're writing the songs, it's usually just about life and experiences, and it's
right.
Sometimes stuff just comes to you from the people you know, stories you heard and stuff, and it's real helpful.
Okay.
If I could interject there, a lot of her songs we've come across are just absolute life experiences. The one we were out on tour, and a friend of hers was in the bus, and she gets one of those "he's cheating on you" phone calls, and that girl, she wasn't even really upset, she was mad. She threw teddy bears, stuffed animals, jackets, clothes, jewelry out the window of the bus for about 7 miles through New Mexico.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, we came to the next, and she wasn't upset, she was just livid. We came to, it was pretty crazy, we came to a rest stop, me and Brooke and the girl, we were sitting there, and me and Brooke, we sat down, we started writing, and we ended up writing a dynamite song. His teddy bear lives on mile marker 3. It's called Mile Marker 3.
Okay.
And it's a dynamite mad girl song, man. It just rocks.
Awesome.
And and then another one on the side of the road, we actually, was it on the right side of the road, Brooke?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. On the side of the road, we were traveling along, and we seen this woman walking along, obviously distraught. She looked like she could have just come out of a PTA meeting, parent-teachers meeting.
Yep.
And we said, something's wrong there. So we slowed down. We said, you okay? And you need a ride? And she says, yeah. I says, were you waiting on someone? And she, because it just had that feel to it. And she goes, yeah, I was. And I believe one of the lines is waiting on you or something.
Okay.
On the side of the highway. And there's a number of lines in there, you know, and like she said, I wish you would have just left her in his past.
Oh, okay.
And there's just a number of lines there, and it's just life.
Right.
It's about people you know and you know, people we've met. And
Tell us a little bit about an album, Sweet Tequila. What's that about?
Oh, it's one of the most recent ones we've written. Sweet Tequila is actually one of the songs I wrote when I was just 14.
Oh.
And so we actually just kept it for the album and put in a bunch of the new ones. We actually engineered the album ourselves.
Awesome.
So that was kind of a learning curve, but by the end of it, we were really going with it.
Okay. So how has COVID affected you? I'm sure it shut you down last year, like most bands around the country, huh?
Yeah, for about a year and a half there, we weren't able to go out and do anything, all the social distancing, and we ended up just sitting back and writing more songs than anything. And
good, and so you're ready to go.
Oh, yeah, we're definitely ready to get back out.
Talk about the song Dancing in the Streets, Brooke. How did that come about?
That one's actually kind of more of a festival song. We've been traveling. We've gone to balloon festivals. We've gone to all kinds of festivals, you know, different concerts on days off and stuff. And we ended up just taking parts of the festivals and our experiences there, watching the people and everything, and the song just kind of came out of it.
Okay. Yeah, that one actually started at a festival. Brooke fired off a line. You were my sunshine.
Oh.
And she goes, we seen a couple walking along, and they were just enamored with each other and all happy and everything. She goes, you were my sunshine, you know, you were my red wine, you know, and just went off with it. I'm obviously not the vocalist.
We'll leave that to Brooke then, huh?
Bingo.
Why don't you introduce your band, how many band members you have, and why don't you introduce them to us?
Oh, well, there's four of us. There's me, Brooke Kelly, then Dee Hyatt, he's the bassist. Then we got Johnny Grass on the drums, and Jay Vermillion on the guitar.
Okay. And you're all from Montana. What parts of Montana?
We're all actually from Great Falls, Montana.
Oh, I love that. Love Great Falls. Okay, well, Brooke, the Brooke Kelly Band's going to be at the Hollywood on Main in Montevideo this Saturday night. You want to get there early. Doors open at 6:30. Hey, there's going to be food and drink available. Hollywood on Main's a great facility for something like this. And I understand the night before on your talk about the tour that you're on. Where are you all going to be?
Well, we're going through Sioux Falls the night before, then we're heading straight up to Montevideo. We'll probably get there about 3 in the morning.
Oh.
And then after that, we're heading to Lead, and once we finish up with this little one, we're going to probably head down to Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, all that.
Okay, and you're all on a bus, I understand, huh?
Yep, big bus.
A big bus. It accommodates everybody.
Yep.
What's that life like, Brooke?
It's really good. I love to travel. Some people think it'd be a hard life on the road, but it really is enjoyable. You get to meet a lot of people, new experiences, new towns. I mean, it's interesting waking up in new towns in the morning, but
yep.
It's a good life. It really is.
Well, we're happy that you're going to be out in Montevideo this Saturday night. Talk a little bit about how people can listen to your songs, or how can they, you have a website and stuff?
Yep, so the website is brookkellyband.com. We're also available on YouTube Music, Apple Music, and Spotify. And you can get tickets at the door, or call Ruth Ann, or go to our website.
Or you can listen to Q92 here. We're going to be giving some Brooke Kelly Band tickets away for Saturday night, all week long here. And that'll be fun. It'll be fun to see you. And
absolutely.
Yeah. So, well, safe travels out to Montevideo. Have you ever been to Minnesota?
Yep, we've been through there once.
Okay, good. Well, we'll see you Saturday night then, Brooke.
All right.
Thanks, Dee Hyatt.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
That's the Brooke Kelly Band, once again, at the Hollywood on Main, Montevideo, Saturday night. Tickets are $20. Doors open at 6:30. The show's at 8, and food and drink will be available. Check out the BrookeKellyBand.com.